Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 39, where we find Joseph living as a purchased servant in the house of Potiphar, an Egyptian officer. Verse 2. And the Lord was with Joseph, so he became a successful man. Now his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and became his personal servant. And he made him overseer over his house and put him in charge of all that he owned. It came about that from the time he made him overseer in his house and over all that he owned, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house on account of Joseph. So the Lord's blessing was upon all that he owned, in the house and in the field. So he left Joseph in charge of everything that he owned. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. And it came about that his master's wife had her eyes on Joseph, and she said, "Sleep with me." But he refused and said to his master's wife, "Look, with me here, my master does not concern himself with anything in the house, and he has put me in charge of all that he owns, and he has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do this great evil and sin against God?" Though she spoke to Joseph day after day, he did not listen to her, to lie beside her or be with her. Now it happened one day that he went into the house to do his work, and none of the people of the household was there inside. So she grabbed him by his garment, saying, "Sleep with me." But he left his garment in her hand and fled, and went outside. She called to the men of her household and said to them, "See, he has brought in a Hebrew to us to make fun of us. He came in to me to sleep with me, and I screamed. When he heard that I raised my voice and screamed, he left his garment beside me and fled and went outside." So she left his garment beside her until his master came home. Then she spoke to him with these words, "The Hebrew slave whom you brought to us came in to me to make fun of me. But when I raised my voice and screamed, he left his garment beside me and fled outside." Now when his master heard the words of his wife, his anger burned. So Joseph's master put him into the prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined.
Abiding in God's will is the privilege and responsibility of those of us who are believers, and it requires a steady, trust-filled focus upon him. The life of Joseph is a good example. Joseph's brothers hated him so much that they sold him to a caravan on its way to Egypt. There, he became the slave of Potiphar, captain of Pharaoh's guard. Despite all of his misfortune, Joseph performed his duties with excellence, and as a result, was promoted to oversee Potiphar's household. Throughout it all, Joseph kept his gaze centered on the Lord. Focus helps us choose godliness over temptation. Potiphar's wife attempted to seduce Joseph, but he rejected her advances. When he refused to sin against God, she falsely accused him, and her lies were believed. Ignoring Joseph's record of hard work and faithful service, Potiphar imprisoned him. Had we been in Joseph's place, we might at this point be asking our Heavenly Father why this happened. However, Joseph endured and continued believing God had neither abandoned him nor lost control of the situation. In stressful times, we discover how much we really trust the Lord. If doubt about His promises takes root in our thinking, it can lead us off His chosen path. But with steady belief, we can recognize God's presence and persevere wherever we are.